All right, let's dive into something pretty special today. We're heading to Medellin, Colombia, to explore the Medellin Botanical Garden, and we've got a whole stack of articles about it. Seriously, after reading these, I am ready to book a flight. So let's say you're planning your trip to Medellin. You're probably thinking, is this garden worth my time? Well, we're going to give you all the info you need to decide.
You know, it's more than just a pretty place to wander around. This garden actually has a pretty fascinating history.
Oh, okay, I'm all ears.
So, believe it or not, it started as a bathhouse.
A bathhouse?
Yep, back in the late 1800s, it was called Casa de Baños El Edén, from a place for, well, baths, to a haven for plants. It's quite a transformation.
That's not your typical botanical garden origin story. Makes you think about how a city changes over time, their priorities and relationship with nature.
Exactly. And it wasn't always smooth sailing for the garden. You went through some rough patches, even almost got demolished.
Wow, really?
Yeah, talk about resilience, right?
It's incredible to think this whole botanical wonderland was almost lost forever. I'm already sensing a lot of passion went into preserving it. So paint us a picture. How big are we talking here? How diverse is this garden?
34 acres. Over 1,000 plant species, 4,500 flowers, and get this, 139 bird species.
Wow, a mini world tour of plant life right in Medellin. Now, you know how some botanical gardens can feel a little like museums? Beautiful to look at, but don't touch. What about this one? Is it more hands-on?
Oh, yeah. The Medellin Botanical Garden is all about immersive experiences. You've got the butterfly house, for example. Wander through hundreds of butterflies. It's magical.
Okay, you had me at butterflies. That sounds so peaceful. But you mentioned a cactus garden earlier. That's not what usually comes to mind with botanical gardens.
Right. I got a little something for everyone.
Yeah.
It's all about showcasing the diversity of plant life, even the spiky kind. And if you want to travel back in time, they've got a prehistoric plants trail.
No way.
Ferns, cycads, plants that have been around for millions of years.
That's so cool. It sounds like they do a great job blending education and entertainment, which isn't always easy. And they have events and activities throughout the year, right?
Definitely. It's not just about strolling through.
Okay, so what are some of the highlights?
Well, if you're there in August, you can't miss the Feria de las Flores, the flower fair.
Okay, I've heard of that.
It's a citywide celebration. And the botanical garden is at the heart of it. They have this amazing orchid show. It's called Orquídeas, Pájaros y Flores.
Which means?
Orchids, birds, and flowers.
So it's like a whole immersive experience, not just about the orchids themselves, but the whole ecosystem.
Exactly.
Speaking of orchids, we can't forget about the Orchidearama.
Right. It's iconic, this incredible 65-foot structure designed to look like a bouquet of flowers bursting from the ground.
Okay, that is a sight I need to see. It sounds incredible.
But it's not just pretty, it's functional too. The roof, it's designed like a honeycomb to collect rainwater.
So sustainable. I love it. It sounds like they've really thought of everything, aesthetics and practicality all in one. What other hidden gems should we know about?
Well, if you're a bookworm, there's the Book and Culture Festival in September. Imagine browsing books surrounded by nature, attending lectures, cultural performances.
So cool. It's like a cultural hub as much as a botanical garden. I love that. And you mentioned something about morning yoga earlier.
Oh, yeah. Imagine starting your day with some sun salutations. Under the trees, surrounded by birdsong.
Sign me up. I can already feel the stress melting away just thinking about it.
And, you know, they even host weddings there. It's such a beautiful setting.
Oh, wow. A botanical garden wedding. That's so romantic. Okay, so we've covered the history, the amazing biodiversity, special attractions like the Orchidearama and the Butterfly House, even all the events. But let's get practical. If I'm booking my flight to Medellin right now, what do I need to know to plan my visit?
Well, first off, you'll be happy to hear it's super easy to get to. It's right in the heart of the city.
Perfect. I love it when attractions are centrally located.
You can easily get there by metro. Just hop off at the Universidad station, and it's a short walk from there.
Metro, easy peasy. Now let's talk budget. How expensive is it to visit?
Okay, get this. General admission is free.
Free!
Absolutely free.
No way. That just sealed the deal for me. It's incredible that they've made it so accessible. I'm guessing some of the special events have a fee, though.
You're right. Some do. Like the orchid show during the flower fair, that usually costs between 17,000 and 22,000 Colombian pesos.
Okay, that makes sense. But to just explore the garden itself is free.
Totally free.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sold. I'm ready to wander through those orchids and prehistoric plants. What are the hours?
9:00 p.m. daily.
Perfect. Any tips on when it might be less crowded?
Weekdays are usually a bit quieter. But honestly, it's a big garden. rarely feels too crowded.
Good to know.
Always a good idea to check the website, though, just in case of any changes or special closures. They have an event calendar, too, so you can see what's on.
That's super helpful. Okay, so to sum up for our listeners, we've got this amazing botanical garden in Medellin. Easy to get to by metro, free general admission.
And we've talked about its history, starting as a bathhouse, the incredible variety of plants and birds, all the unique attractions like the Orchideorama and the Butterfly House.
Plus all the vibrant events they have throughout the year. Honestly, I'm starting to think a day trip might not be enough.
I agree. There's so much to see and do.
It's a place that invites you to slow down, take it all in.
Exactly.
So for our listener, imagine yourself stepping off the metro, the city buzzing around you, and then you enter this peaceful oasis.
Lush greenery, the scent of flowers, birds chirping.
You wander through all the different plant zones. You marvel at the Orchideorama.
Maybe you find a quiet spot by the pond, or stretch out on the grass and soak up the sun.
The Medellin Botanical Garden is a chance to reconnect with nature, explore different cultures, and just breathe.
It reminds you that even in a busy city, there are pockets of peace and beauty waiting to be discovered.
And with free entry, there's no reason not to add it to your Medellin itinerary.
This deep dive has given you a glimpse.
Yay.
But the true magic is experiencing it for yourself. It really is. And, you know, they even host weddings there. It's such a beautiful setting.
Oh, wow. Botanical garden wedding. That's so romantic. Okay, so we've covered the history, the amazing biodiversity, special attractions like the Orchideorama and the Butterfly House, even all the events. But let's get practical. If I'm booking my flight to Medellin right now, what do I need to know to plan my visit?
Well, first off, you'll be happy to hear it's super easy to get to. It's right in the heart of the city.
Perfect. I love it when attractions are centrally located.
You can easily get there by metro. Just hop off at the Universidad station and it's a short walk from there.
Metro. Easy peasy. Now let's talk budget. How expensive is it to visit?
Okay, get this. General admission is free.
Free.
Absolutely free.
No way. That just sealed the deal for me. It's incredible that they've made it so accessible. I'm guessing some of the special events have a fee, though?
You're right. Some do. Like the orchid show during the flower fair. They usually cost between 17,000 and 22,000 Colombian pesos.
Okay, that makes sense. But to just explore the garden itself is free.
Totally free.
I love that. Okay, I'm sold. I'm ready to wander through those orchids and prehistoric plants. What are the hours?
9 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily.
Perfect. Any tips on when it might be less crowded?
Weekdays are usually a bit quieter, but honestly, it's a big garden. Rarely feels too crowded.
Good to know.
Always a good idea to check the website, though, just in case of any changes or special closures. They have an event calendar, too, so you can see what's on.
That's super helpful. Okay, so to sum up for our listeners, we've got this amazing botanical garden in Medellin, easy to get to by metro-free general admission.
And we've talked about its history, starting as a bathhouse, the incredible variety of plants and birds, all the unique attractions like the Orchideorama and the Butterfly House.
Plus all the vibrant events they have throughout the year. Honestly, I'm starting to think a day trip might not be enough.
I agree. There's so much to see and do.
It's a place that invites you to slow down. Take it all in.
Exactly.
So for our listener, imagine yourself stepping off the metro, the city buzzing around you, and then you enter this peaceful oasis.
Lush greenery, the scent of flowers, birds chirping.
You wander through all the different plant zones. You marvel at the Orchideorama.
Maybe you find a quiet spot by the pond or stretch out on the grass and soak up the sun.
The Medellin Botanical Garden is a chance to reconnect with nature, explore different cultures, and just breathe.
It reminds you that even in a busy city, there are pockets of peace and beauty waiting to be discovered.
And with free entry, there's no reason not to add it to your Medellin itinerary.
This deep dive has given you a glimpse, but the true magic is experiencing it for yourself.
You know, as we wrap up this deep dive into the Medellin Botanical Garden, I'm feeling so relaxed just thinking about it.
It really is a tranquil place.
But before we sign off, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about. So close your eyes for a minute. Picture yourself standing in the Orchideorama, sunlight streaming through that honeycomb canopy, surrounded by all those colorful orchids.
Okay, I'm there.
What comes to mind? What feelings does that image evoke?
That's interesting. For me, I think it's the sense of wonder. You know, being surrounded by so much natural beauty.
I get that. I think I'd be drawn to the contrast, the delicate orchids against the strong lines of the building itself.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's like nature and architecture working together.
Exactly. Beyond the Orchideorama, though, I keep thinking about that prehistoric plants trail. I love history, so I think I'd enjoy wandering among those ancient ferns.
Yeah, it's like stepping back in time.
It really puts things into perspective, makes you realize how much history there is in nature.
Absolutely.
I think this deep dive has shown us what makes the Medellin Botanical Garden so special. It's not just a collection of plants. It's a place where history, culture, and nature all come together.
It's a truly unique experience.
So to our listeners, if you're ever in Medellin, make time for the Botanical Garden.
You won't regret it.
You might even discover something new about yourself along the way.
Well said.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, stay curious.